Leading the news this morning, residents who lost their homes in the Perth Hills bushfire will be allowed to inspect their properties today. The blaze has destroyed 52 homes and burned through more than 400 hectares of bushland, but it could be days before hundreds of others who were evacuated can return home. A man will face court today after being charged over a crash that killed three people in Melbourne southeast on Sunday night. The man was driving a car when it allegedly hit and killed a man walking with his wife in Oakley. He then crashed into another car, killing a couple in their 60s. The man who killed young Sydney man Daniel Christie with a single punch is expected to face court today. The 18-year-old died 11 days after he was attacked in King's Cross on New Year's Eve. 25-year-old Sean McNeil was charged with murder yesterday. Asylum seekers on Christmas Island are protesting against conditions inside the detention centre. Several sources have told the ABC a hunger strike is underway and six detainees have sewn their lips together. It's believed the unrest erupted when several family groups were separated. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has declined to confirm or comment on the reports. Israel's former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been buried with full military honours at his family ranch in the south of the country. Speakers at a state memorial described him as an indomitable man devoted to the security of his people. Mr. Sharon died at the weekend after 8 years in a coma.